Track 2. Unit 1. Page 9. Listening Part 1. Exercise 2. 1. You hear a woman talking to her brother about an old family photo.
Hey, look what I just found.
No way. When was that taken?
About 15 years ago, I reckon. You haven't changed a bit.
Very funny. I can't believe our parents made us wear matching jumpers. We look ridiculous.
Oh, it's not that bad. It does help us to look more like brother and sister, I suppose, which is probably why they did it.
You're right about that.
It would be so much better if you weren't sticking your tongue out, though.
Yeah, I remember Mum and Dad not being too pleased about that.
2. You hear a man talking to a woman about the sale of his family home.
So I heard your parents are selling the house.
Yeah, they're downsizing. I'd already cleared out my old room and moved everything to my flat, so I doubt I'll get sentimental about that. The one thing I might shed a tear over is the door frame of the kitchen. Our parents used to mark our heights on it every 6 months, and it's quite sweet. I guess I'll just have to take a picture. My sister, on the other hand, is fairly upset about the location of the new house. It's only a 1 hour drive to the city, but it does make it trickier to hang out with her friends who live there.
3. You hear a woman talking about her childhood.
The fondest memory I have of my childhood is playing football with my dad every evening before bed. Normally, children get bedtime stories, but not me. My dad would grab a worn-out football made of foam and play with me in the tiny hall of the flat. We'd carry on playing for ages. I can't begin to tell you how many vases and other fragile objects we managed to break. It used to drive my mum mad. It was extremely effective, though. I was exhausted after playing and I slept like a log. I guess I did get stories every now and again, but for some reason I found them more annoying than anything else.
4. You hear a woman talking about her experience of working from home.
I've been working from home for just over 2 weeks now. I certainly don't miss having to commute for 2 hours every day, waking up early to catch my train, that sort of thing. I thought I'd be more easily distracted than working in the office, but amazingly, my productivity has actually gone up. I'm conscious of the fact I'm spending more time on my own, though, so I've organised daily virtual coffee breaks with people in the office, just to keep in touch, which has worked out really well.
5. You hear a journalist talking about an article he has written on family life.
So my article on family life has been out in the public domain for about a week now. I didn't know if anyone would even read it at first, but it seems to have caused quite a stir online. Hardly surprising, I suppose, given the subject matter. Quite a few people have got in touch to say how helpful they found it, which is what I was counting on, really, because a lot of the insights I gained into family life were based on other people's accounts rather than my own.
6. You hear a woman talking to her father about her new job.
So, how's the new job?
I can't believe it's been 3 months already. The hours are long, but that's to be expected, really, as we're working on some really important projects at the moment.
How are you getting on with your new colleagues?
They've been really supportive and have helped me get to grips with the new systems and processes. I couldn't have hoped for a nicer atmosphere in the office either. I just hope I'll get the chance to book some time off for a holiday when the work starts to settle down. I'll have definitely earned it by then.
7. You hear part of a conversation about buying presents.
I'm so stressed out about having to buy all these presents. My family is way too big, and it's such a hassle every year.
Tell me about it.
I guess I've made some progress, but I'm still nowhere near done. The most irritating bit is having to get stuff for relatives who might not even be there. There are a few people in my family who think it's hilarious to say they're not coming, then turn up for lunch and go, "Surprise!" Oh, they've caught me off guard a few times, so now I have to have a few extra presents just in case to avoid it turning into an embarrassing situation.
8. You hear two friends talking about a presentation they've just attended.
What did you think about the presentation today, Sam? The presenter was good, wasn't he?
Absolutely. The data he presented was so surprising. I thought he was making it up at first. I struggled to keep up with the more complex arguments, though. They could have been clearer.
Yeah, a lot of people have said the same. I personally thought he was quite easy to follow. And he was so passionate about the topic. You could see how interested everyone was.
I couldn't agree more. It's just a shame he ran out of time at the end. I had so many questions to ask him.
That's true. We can always email him, I guess.